Welcome to FIBA India Podcast.
Turn with me to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26. I'm reading from verse 14 to verse 29. Matthew 26, verses 14 to 29. Then one of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, "What will you give me if I deliver him over to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray him. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another, "Is it I, Lord?" He answered, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." Judas, who would betray him, answered, "Is it I, Rabbi?" He said to him, "You have said so." Let us look at this passage, and I have titled it as saying, "Everything is prepared except me." Everything is prepared except me. Now the Bible says, on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" There are three things I want us to highlight here: the prepared place, the prepared Passover, and the unprepared people. The first thing is the prepared place. When the disciples asked him, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" the Lord gave them very clear instructions. If you look at the text that we read, he said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand.'" If you read Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, you find the name of the disciples is given in verse 8, chapter 22. "So Jesus sent Peter and John saying, 'Go and prepare the Passover for us that we may eat it.'" And the Lord is giving them a very clear instruction, just like he gave the instruction for them to untie the colt. Look at verse 9. They said to him, "Where will you have us prepare it?" He said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters and tell the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?'" Now, when I read this passage, it looks as if the discussion took place between the Lord and the man, because it very clearly says he will meet you, whether the discussion took place or not. I would like to highlight here, the man was willing to give his house for the master's use. And the same thing happened when the Lord entered Jerusalem. The man, the owner of the colt, was willing to release the colt for the master's use. And when you read the Gospels, you'll find Peter was willing to give his boat for the master's use. And that's the boat the Lord sat and spoke to the multitude. And then we hear about this little boy who was willing to share his 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now this is very important. Our willingness to give to the Lord whatever he asks us to give. Because sometimes what happens is we hesitate to give to the Lord, thinking that we can do a better job with it than the Lord. And so we just keep it to ourselves. But we are not going to take it and go away. It is always good to give it into the hands of the Lord for Him to do what He thinks is best. You know, when Peter gave the boat, Peter never even thought that the boat can be used for him to sit and preach to the multitudes. And Peter gave that boat, and see what happened. The Lord used the same boat to teach Peter a lesson, saying, Peter, it is important for you to take my instructions and do just as I ask you to do. And the Bible says he cast the net on the other side and he caught a lot of fish. You know, whenever the Lord tells us to do something, remember, He has already prepared the way for us. So obedience becomes easy. Now, obedience, when you and I obey the Lord, you and I can definitely be sure that we will receive the desired result. And the man did it. The man just gave. And the disciples, Peter and John, asked them, where is the guest room? And the man showed it. And that's where you find that the place was prepared for the Passover. Just as the Lord said, they did. Just as the Lord said, it happened. And I like to emphasize that the word of God will never disappoint us. The word is true. You and I can believe it just as it is said, it will happen. And even when you look at the last few days of Jesus' walk to the cross, you'll find it is in fulfillment of the prophecy. It is as it is said, the events are happening. Praise God for His unchanging word. Praise God for His word remains the same. He is the same unchanging Lord. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The place was prepared. And then you find here, they prepared the Passover, because the Bible says in verse 19, and the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. It was in this house they prepared the Passover. But I would like to take more time on the third point. It is not only the prepared place, it is not only the prepared Passover, but it was the unprepared heart. The Lord sat with the disciples, and the Bible says in verse 20, when it was evening, He reclined at the table with the 12. And as they were eating, He said, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. I don't think they expected this one from the Lord. And the Bible says, and they were very sorrowful and began to say to Him one after the other, is it I, Lord? And the very fact they're asking to each other, is it I, Lord? Is it I, Lord? Tells me that they are unsure of their stand. They are unsure about themselves. And so they are asking, is it I, Lord? Is it I? It is only later on, Judas Iscariot asked, is it I, Rabbi? And he said to him, you have said so. Friends, look at this man. He, just before the Passover was prepared, he negotiated with the chief priests and asked them, what will you give me if I deliver him over to you? And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, from the time he received it, his eye was on how to betray the Lord. But he participated along with the other disciples. But he must be a good pretender. He never allowed anybody to find out that he is the one who is going to betray. He participated in the Passover. And he sat there, and just like the other disciples, he too asked, is it I? Because if the disciples would have known it was Judas Iscariot, they wouldn't have asked, is it I? And Judas himself asked, is it I? A man who pretended as if he was totally committed to the Lord, fully knowing that the negotiation has taken place and he has received the 30 pieces of silver. What a tragedy. And the Bible says in John's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 30. So after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. It was night. It was the night of his life. That was the period that Satan entered into Judas. That's what the Bible says. Here is a man who was not prepared to even repent, even after the Lord has told him, "You are the one. You have said so." But Judas Iscariot did not want to repent. It is not only Judas Iscariot, it is also Peter, the denier. When the Lord told him that you will deny, Peter said, "Not me. Even if others fall away, I will not." Look at verse 35 of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26. Peter said to him, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all the disciples said the same, just like Peter said. They just repeated. And Peter also was not sure about himself. He made big statements. It is easy to make big statements, statements of commitment, statements of devotion, statements of intimacy when we are in the comfort zone. But then will we make the same statement in our testing zone when we are tested? Peter is the one who went to prepare for the place. Peter heard it. But here, he did not know that he will deny the Lord. Judas Iscariot, Peter. Friends, look at that night. The ones who are sitting around the table with the Lord, what a day, what a night it would have been for the Lord to sit with Peter, the denier, Judas Iscariot, the betrayer, and also Thomas, the doubter. But Jesus did not stop them from participating in the Passover. And then later on we read there was the Lord's Supper. He did not stop them. Gave them enough opportunities to get back to him. But the tragedy is this. Judas Iscariot went back. He did not accept the opportunity that the Lord gave him. Because the Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 24. Acts chapter 1, verse 24. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside." Now notice the next line. "To go to his own place." Judas has turned aside to go to his own place. What a tragedy. A man who was with the Lord, a man who saw the miracles of the Lord, the man who heard the teachings of the Lord, the man who experienced the compassion of the Lord, the man who experienced the patience of the Lord, the man till the end experienced the forgiveness of the Lord, did not turn back. But Peter, the Lord gave him an opportunity. You know the story. Peter repented and came back. As we focus this week on the sufferings of the Lord, we need to ask ourselves, Lord, everything is prepared. I participate in the Lord's Supper week after week, often. But many times, O Lord, I go there with an unprepared heart. Only you know, none of the people know, Lord. Nobody else. Just like the disciples did not know the heart of Judas. But Lord, you said it, you found it. And it was not just to condemn, Lord, but give me an opportunity to get back. But Lord, I have turned my back to you. even as we ask the Lord to look into our own lives. It'll be good for us to make that simple prayer. Lord, forgive me. Search my heart, O Lord. Lord, no one knows who I am, only you know. And I want, Lord, to repent. I repent of my indifference. I repent, Lord, of my pretense, my defense. I just come to you, Lord, as I am. Forgive me. Many times I have betrayed you. Many times I have denied you. Lord, forgive me. This week, Lord, this season, I want to confess my sin and come back to you and receive that forgiveness. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Lord, take my life. Let it be. Thank you, Lord, that your word will never disappoint us. Your word will never disappoint me. Your word is sure. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that you're a Lord who forgives. You're a Lord who not only gives us a chance, not a second chance, but multiple chances for us to realize there is a Savior and the forgiveness is available. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for ministering to me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
For feedbacks, please write to us to info@fibaonline.org or WhatsApp us to 9163642521.